Samuel Eto'o of Cameroon and Yaya Toure of Ivory Coast, who will both play at June's World Cup in Brazil, both had big games over the weekend in the English Premier League. Four-time African Footballer of the Year Eto'o scored the first goal in Chelsea's 6-0 thrashing of Arsenal. Eto'o and the Blues of Chelsea are bidding for their fifth EPL title. They're currently 4 points ahead of Liverpool and 6 points ahead of Manchester City, but Man City has played three fewer matches. Two-time African Footballer of the Year Yaya Toure made sure Man City kept pace in the exciting EPL race. Yaya scored a hat trick in Man City's 5-0 rout of bottom of the table Fulham. The rugged Toure converted two penalty kicks and curled in his third goal in the 65th minute. We look forward to Toure and Eto'o scoring a few more goals at the World Cup in Brazil. We're now 80 days away to the kickoff of football's premier event. Emergency repairs are underway on the pitch at Amazonia Arena in the Brazilian city of Manaus. The venue will stage 4 World Cup group matches, including Samuel Eto'o's Cameroon team versus Croatia on June 18th. The damage to the playing surface was caused by high temperatures, humidity, and misuse of fertilizer. A local spokesman told the French news agency that grass was replanted in areas affected to help speed up the recovery process. Joining us with more World Cup news is our Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot, on the spot at Adeyemi.
Tournament organizers and World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, performed an embarrassing U-turn and apologized, saying it had withdrawn publicity material for the World Cup that poked fun at local customs. FIFA says it has removed material which depicted Brazilians as unpunctual, impatient, and even chaotic. Having regularly complained to Brazil about the slow pace of construction of stadiums for the World Cup, football's world governing body felt moved to add, in Brazil, things are largely done last minute. FIFA admitted its attempt at humor had backfired. The material was lighthearted and at no time was meant to criticize Brazil, a FIFA statement said. It says the objective was to show the laid-back characteristics of the Brazilian people. Meanwhile, Brazil is to declare no-fly zones over the stadiums to be used for the World Cup to prevent terrorist attacks during the tournament. But there is a catch. The Brazilian Air Force that will enforce the no-fly zones can't shoot down intruders for now. By law, Brazil's military can only shoot at unresponsive civilian planes on drug trafficking routes near its borders, but not over densely populated urban areas where games will be played in 12 cities. The Air Force is asking the Brazilian government to change the shoot-down law to allow effective defense of the airspace during the 64 games of the June 12th to July 13th Global Soccer Tournament. And Brazil's first World Cup winning captain has died. Hildeirado Luiz Bellini, who captained the triumphant 1958 side, has died in Sao Paulo at the age of 83. He had been suffering from Alzheimer's for many years. Bellini led a side including players such as Garrincha, Zagallo, and a 17-year-old Pelé. The Brazilians beat host Sweden 5-2 in the final to win the first of a record 5 World Cup titles. Bellini was part of the squad that lifted the trophy in Chile 4 years later, although he never played in that tournament. He got the last of his 51 caps at the 1966 World Cup in England. A statue built outside Rio de Janeiro's Maracanã Stadium, which will host the 2014 World Cup final on July 13th, shows Bellini holding aloft the trophy he led his team to win in 1958.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Let's now head to Dakar, the capital city of the West African nation of Senegal. That's where African sports journalists gathered during the past week for their congress under the platform of the African chapter of the International Sports Press Association, AIPS. Organizers say the Congress set a record in the number of countries that were represented. They say journalists from 21 countries were present, compared with the highest of 15 countries previously recorded. Michel Obi is the president of the AIPS Africa. He calls the record attendance a good beginning for an association that has been struggling to find its level. Obi also spoke of the overall objectives of the Congress.
This Congress for us, it's a turning point in the direction of the way we want African sports journalists to not only match their counterparts globally, but also to find a new way of using technology and also changing her professional approach to working, to making the best of her situation and also giving value to sports journalism. So for us, it's a turning point in the way we perceive our profession and the way we handle our profession and the way we are going to do our profession. This Congress at least will fashion a new vision, a new direction. For me particularly, it's my first Congress as the president of AIPS, and I want to believe that it's time for us to go to work. It's time for us to work and make our Congress a true journalistic engagement, one that will be the pride of all sports journalists, not only in the continent, but also African journalists outside.
That was the president, African chapter of the International Sports Press Association, AIPS, Michel Obi. Many thanks to reporter Tony Atkins for the audio. In African athletics, Mustafa Al-Gamel of Egypt has smashed the African hammer record. Al-Gamel added 66 centimeters to the African record on Friday, throwing a world-leading 81.29 meters at a low-key competition in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. The 25-year-old added more than 3 meters to his previous best of 77.73 meters set last year at the Solidarity Games, in breaking the African record of 80.63 meters set by South Africa's Chris Harms in 2005, Al-Gamel also surpassed the Egyptian record of 78.21 meters set last year by compatriot Hassan Mohamed Mahmoud. Thanks a lot for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Joining us now with more African athletic news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Ugandan John Cheptegei won the men's race at the World University Cross Country Championships in Entebbe, Uganda on Saturday. Kenyans Daniel Muindi and Calvin Chemoiwo followed. Meanwhile, Winnie Nanyondo, Dorcas Ajok and Prim Twikiriza made it a 1-2-3 Ugandan medal podium sweep in the women's race. Kenya won the men's team event. Uganda was second, followed by defending champions Japan, South Africa, Italy, Canada, France, China, Sri Lanka and Oman. Meanwhile, Uganda carried the day in the women's team event. Defending champions Japan were runners-up, followed by Canada, South Africa, Italy, France, Australia, Kenya and China. Meanwhile, Egyptian All-Africa Games champion Mustafa El Gamel set an Africa hammer throw record of 81.29 meters in Cairo, Egypt on Friday. The old mark of 80.63 meters was set by South African Chris Haramsa in 2005. Elsewhere, Kenyan world champion Eunice Sum and Mercy Cherono triumphed in the 800 meters and 1500 meters respectively at the IAAF World Challenge Series in Melbourne, Australia on Saturday. Other Kenyan victors were Isaiah Kiplangat Koech and James Kiplagat Magut in the men's 5,000 meters and 1,500 meters respectively. Kenya ya leo, Kenya ya leo, usipokazana, takufa masikini.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. Meanwhile, you might say President Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, recently engaged in some ping-pong diplomacy in Beijing, China. Mrs. Obama played some table tennis during a visit to Beijing Normal School, which prepares students for universities abroad. The First Lady is a big advocate of physical fitness, and one of her causes has been to fight childhood obesity. She and President Obama are also big sports fans, and they've attended various sporting events here in Washington and in other cities. Our VOA listeners will remember Mrs. Obama led the official U.S. delegation at the 2012 Olympics in London.